her mouth. She wants to ride it, she's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever, she's too excited. Her man look like he wanna fight. He ain't doing nothing but running his mouth.
If you missed our conversation with Jason Wilde earlier this morning, then you missed us teeing up this Pro Football Focus list, ranking the top 25 players under 25 entering the 2025 NFL season. Green Bay Packers have prided themselves. It has been a point of emphasis to be a young team, so much so that we joke about how, oh, you're approaching 30? Hit the road, Jack, when it comes to Brian Gutekunst and building his roster.
Oh, that was a joke?
Well, it's like we laugh so that we don't cry.
Okay. I thought it was one of those funny because it's true situations.
Yes, that as well. So this list comes out, and Gabe brought it to our attention this morning, and the thing that stood out to Gabe was what, Gabe?
Zero Green Bay Packers on the 25 under 25 list.
Zero. None. Zip, zilch, nada. There are no Green Bay Packers on this list, according to Pro Football Focus, as the top 25 players under the age of 25. And as I said with Jason Wilde, you would think that if it's a point of emphasis to have a roster that is mostly comprised of players who are young, so therefore under the age of 25 approximately, you would at least have one stud player in the league who would make the list. They have none. Chewy, is this list an indicator that this plan isn't working?
I don't know if it's the plan. It's just the picks, you know, because like you said, Detroit has five.
Well,
look at who's eligible, right? Jaden Reed, Tucker Kraft, Zach Tom.
Probably, don't know right? if he's under 25.
Lucas Van Ness, Devontae Wyatt, Quay Walker.
Zach Tom's 26, so he would be okay. Ineligible.
Evan Williams. You know, that's a handful of guys. I mean, with a deservedly so, none of them deserve to be on that. We just thought, like, Quay Walker. I mean, I drank the Kool-Aid. I thought he, at this time, would be a stud. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And he hasn't turned out. Van Ness, same thing. Wyatt, same thing. Edgerrin Cooper, would you say right now he's out of those guys I name?
Yes.
A young guy with the most potential?
Yes.
Cooper, to be a superstar?
Yeah, Cooper, and then I would throw in there Tucker Kraft, who's 24.
Yes.
Like, I
but
think those
when you
two,
look at, Bowers had to be
yeah, Bowers
close
was
to the top.
Yeah, Bowers was, so yeah, two tight ends on the list, Bowers, LaPorta, and Bowers was, yeah, he was up there.
Yeah.
So, to be fair, Jaden Reed, it says, is 25 years old. Is that correct? Am I reading that correctly, that Jaden Reed is a 25-year-old? Mm-hmm. Therefore, he, you know, whether or not you think he should have been on the list, is not eligible.
Compared to the other wide receivers on the list, not even close.
For this list.
Especially when he's 45.
Yeah.
You know?
In the NFL.
In the NFL on all of them.
Yeah, because if Malik Nabers is 15th on this list, Jaden Reed's not going to be anywhere near there. And I've got even worse news, because I did not see this yesterday. But they did do a 25 under top 25 under 25, 10 players who were just outside the rankings.
One?
No.
Not even one?
Not even
none.
One.
None. Whoa. Where was that list? Was that like an addendum?
Yeah, it was just a separate article that they had on PFF.
So two things can be concerning. One, that the Packers are placing emphasis on this, and then, according to Pro Football Focus's metrics, not having any guy who is popping enough, being productive enough to make their top 25 list. And also, what Chewy mentioned just a moment ago, the Detroit Lions seem to be doing this plan better. They seem to be doing what the Packers want to do better. That's a division team. That's a team that you are going to be battling for the North with. I got to be honest, and again, Pro Football Focus isn't the end-all, be-all, but it is not the best news that I've seen this week, Gabe. This does not make me excited about not just this season, but the future.
Yeah, it's great that they got the guys they did last year. And we bring up as those are the two studs, right? And Xavier McKinney ended up making his first All-Pro team last year. Fantastic. Being a Pro Bowl running back last year for Josh Jacobs because other running backs popped off, but he's one of the top five running backs in the league heading into this year. That's great. You had to go outside the organization to get those guys. In order for this plan to work, you need to have guys growing and being on lists like this. And maybe Edgerrin Cooper is on this list next year. Maybe mm-hmm. that's possible. But their entire plan operates on guys growing into stars and growing into studs. And it kind of goes back to the conversation we had about with Jason, going back to that 2022 draft class. Man, they got like 7 or 8 starters on this list. Well, who's actually going to be around going forward?
Can you pull up that list again? Because I thought that was so illustrative. I thought it was so educational. The 2022 draft class. And when we start projecting out and seeing which of those guys are going to be long-term contributors to the Green Bay Packers, it's not good. Go ahead and rattle down the list and then tell what you think the future is for each of those guys.
Quay Walker. I honestly don't know. I don't know. I assume the way that they talked, they were going to get some sort of long-term extension done, but obviously that hasn't happened yet. They didn't pick up the fifth-year option, so his future's in question. Devontae Wyatt picked up the fifth-year option. Not quite sure about anything beyond that. Christian Watson, all depends upon how the injury plays out. Sean Ryan, seemingly going to be gone. Romeo Doubs, seemingly going to be gone. I thought they'd lock up Zach Tom.
Now he's got to compete.
Now he's got to compete. And then you have Rasheed Walker as a starter in there as well, and Kingsley Enabare is a contributor off of that draft class as well.
So, Chu, the tricky part is that the Packers have been successful, right? They're a double-digit win team. They are a playoff team. It seems like they can still be taking steps. But if the plan is to invest a lot of your draft capital in these, well, obviously in young players, but to make sure that the roster is primarily these young guys, because they must have some metrics. They must have some information. They must have some analytics that are showing that guys are more productive from the time they get in the league until 30, and then the drop-off is too significant to continue being invested in them. They must have that, because they can't just do this arbitrarily. Is this an indication that they need to pivot? Is this an indication, Chu, that they need to be more active in free agency, which they were on some level this year, right? They supplemented their roster going out in free agency, getting a couple of guys, Nate Hobbs and the offensive line, Banks, Brooks, thank you, Banks. Do they need to be doing that more often?
Probably, because are we agreeing that there's two studs on this team, and that is
McKinney and
Is that it?
I'd argue for Zach Tom. He was finished third in all-pro voting at right tackle last year, but I still can't wrap my head around the competition.
Like Jordan Love, right? What are you, the second highest payer in the league now?
Well, did Brock Purdy go up and over? Or no,
Brock Purdy stayed below, so there's a handful of guys at 55 that he is a part of, so he's T2.
You got to be a Pro Bowl player.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You have to be a Pro Bowl player, you know? And there's a lot of guys that, like, I don't know if they plateaued. And this year's going to tell you if they did. Reed, Doubs, who you said's gone, Tucker Kraft. Yeah, you need to, I mean, Laporta and these guys are catching, even though he had a great year, you got to take it to the next step. You got to catch 75 balls because that's what tight ends do now. If you want to be elite from the tight end position, I would say the number now is in the 70s as far as receiving. Zach Tom, like you said, he might not be here.
Something's weird there.
I just don't think they want to pay him Penny Sewell money.
That could be it. I mean, honestly, Chu, that could be it, where they're like looking around going, hey, if we want to invest in other spots, we just have to continuously turn this roster over. Maybe we do that continuously at the offensive line.
But Jen, the fact that you said, do they need to bring in more free agents? That tells you you're a bad drafter.
Well, that's sort of the conclusion that I am leading us to, right? We have joked for years about they need to draft wide receiver, and they have avoided it until this season. Now they have. But we looked around the league several weeks ago, and we went, man, duo, 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 duo on all of these playoff teams. And we were going, who do the Packers have? Nobody. So that was like one ding, right? If you're grading, that's a ding. Now we're looking at this list. This feels like a ding on the draftability because you draft all of these young players. You're a draft and develop team. Where's the development? Where are these guys making a significant mark on the roster, on production? And then we talk about this 2022 draft class, which I think, Gabe, is one of the most fascinating and interesting things that you have presented to us, which is, where's the long-term production from these guys? So I guess I'm going to say the thing out loud. Is this organization just bad at drafting?
Well,
I mean, because all the guys in the 2022 draft class, like, they're solid players. Like, it's not like they're going to be disappearing from the league, and someone's going to eventually pay them.
Look, you need solid players on the roster, right? Not everybody is going to be a superstar. Not everybody's going to be a generational talent.
It's one of two things. One of two. You're either bad at drafting or you're bad at developing. Right? Where are the fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh round picks that are making Pro Bowls?
I think we could be even more specific. Look at the list. Look at the names on the list. The top 25 under 25.
Mm-hmm.
Virtually all, save for Puka Nacua and a couple others, drafted in the first round of the NFL draft. Where has Goody struggled the most year after year after year that has caused this team to be deficient at superstars?
Yeah.
It's the high draft capital guys not panning out to what they would be. Lucas Van Ness should be on this list. 13th overall NFL draft pick.
Yes.
He's not sniffing it. He's sniffing the bottom 25 under 25 right now. And if you look at the list, it is all guys that have high draft capital, save for a few guys who outperformed greatly what was expected of them. It's really that simple. You haven't converted your premium picks into premium players.
I would agree. Because you would expect, I mean, you're going to miss, right? And stuff, but what's the benchmark? Pro Bowls? They don't have a lot of Pro Bowl players.
No.
I'm talking real. I'm not talking, you know. They just don't.
Yeah, because those top two for those first and second round picks.
Yeah. And the gut punch is what Gabe said. It's like Detroit has 25 under 25. And then on top of that, they have studs.
Yeah. This list doesn't include Amon-Ra St. Brown.
Hutchinson's probably.
No.
He's not on there.
No, because he's over 25.
Yeah. That's the diff. So,
but to your point, Joshy, like there are guys on this list who I don't know if you outperform. Ladd McConkey was drafted 34th overall.
Right.
So he's outside the first round, but he is 19th on this list.
Yep.
You mentioned Puka Nacua. Like it's okay for guys to pop. It's okay for guys to be drafted lower and then exceed expectations. And they haven't even really gotten that from many of these guys.
No. And then it's like Jordan Morgan. What do you think of him? No idea.
To be determined?
I have
Still to be determined.
Like you talk about, and I'm going back to rookies, you know, busting out and having these amazing years.
Yeah.
Look at the first, two of the first three picks last year. You had the running back, who I can't think of, that didn't play a down.
Six downs, Marshawn Lloyd.
Sorry. Okay. You under over, would you have eight?
It's just being specific.
You know what I mean?
I was making your point, you bozo.
These guys nitpick.
He was on your side.
Them.
He was on your side.
Now I'll apologize.
He just wanted to get the factual information out there, but he was on your side still illustrating your point.
I mean, struggling a little bit here today. Right?
Obviously. Hold up that water jug. Somehow you have downed all 100 ounces.
And I don't have to take a leak.
Your body's just absorbing it.
How much did you drink with the blammer last night?
It was not a lot.
I'm sure.
For a big guy.
Ian weighing in on our carbless talk and text line. It feels like Goody drafts for singles and grounds out half the time instead of swinging for a home run. It has been such a long time since he's even sniffed a triple. Using that baseball analogy, he's saying that he's just not hitting home runs. And in the first round, we have talked about this. We expect there to be some misses later in the draft. You're not going to nail every single one of them. But in the first round, we have lamented, just go for the bona fide superstar, the bona fide game changer, the bona fide playmaker, the person that you know is going to produce.
Which I think he did.
For a while.
I love the pick of Golden.
So this year, yes.
Yes. Didn't love the pick of Jordan Morgan.
Is that about it being an offensive lineman versus a skill position?
Just watching him, I just think he's going to be a guy. I know it's early, like you said.
Yeah.
I know it's early.
I mean, I'm willing. I mean, you know, I'm not going to throw any grades on anybody from last year yet, you know. Because you did have Adrian Cooper, Javon Bullard, Evan Williams. Again, guys that you think have this potential, but we've played this game how many times?
Yes.
And then guys plateau. We played this game with the wide receivers last year.
But those guys missed games too, Gabe.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
That's the only thing I'm saying about Golden. He's only going to play 14 games. That's it, because that's what rookies do. They don't know how to play hurt. No. What's the bad one? Injured is bad? Is injured worse than hurt?
You tell me.
You're the one who says this. Hurt is...
They don't know how to play hurt.
This is your theory.
Yes. Injured is legit. Injured is like, you're injured. Hurt is everybody's hurt.
Would have been better if I didn't come in today.
It's always better if you're here.
Better for who?
For him.
And I ain't going to lie. Thought about it.
texting. What?
When don't you think about it?
Have you just texted the word pizza? Is that all you would have texted us this morning?
I think I just said blammer.
And everybody, okay. Yeah. Chewy's not coming in today.
Yeah.
We got some reaction rolling in on the YouTube stream as well. David doesn't think we should base everything on PFF rankings. I believe we established that early in the show, saying it's not the end-all, be-all. It is just one ranking, one metric. But I do think there is value in what they are presenting here.
But if you go through the list, and we're not going to sit here and read all 25, but when you scroll through the list, you're going, oh, yeah, these guys are all really good.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Like, it's in... I don't know who you do trust, because PFF tries to make it more, you know, hey, this is the grading system we have. If I'm trying to think of somebody from ESPN.com, if Matt Bowen put out his top 25 under 25, like obviously there's subjectivity to that one too. Like there's not going to be a perfect list.
Yeah.
But
all you want to see is growth every year. Like I look at my career, my rookie year, I was a joke. I couldn't have played, you know, maybe special teams. And then my second year. Little better, got a little time as third, and then my third year, better, and then my fourth year, you know, that's what they want to see. They don't want to see up, down, up, flat.
I would just push anybody's, oh, it's PFF, okay, then who should be on this list? Tell me what Packers should be on this list. And that's the tough part, because these guys are studs. I'm going to list them off. You know all 25 names. And again, there are some, Penei Sewell's number one. He's an offensive lineman. He's so good that people know his name.
Yeah,
as an offensive lineman,
like coaches, all they want to see is a clean peak. That's it. A clean peak. It wants to see it go up. You hit the top, and then you come down. They don't want to see up, flat, down a little bit, up, flat, down. You know, you just that's why. Like, dude, Jaden Reed, you gotta be better than
We're
last year.
Put it on the Infinity Exteriors Twitter poll. Does this concern you? Pro Football Focus has ranked the top 25 players under 25. The Packers, a notoriously young team, 2 years in a row, youngest in the league. Nobody. They don't have a single player on this list. How concerning is that for you, Packers fans? We'll take a break here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Be back right after this.
It doesn't matter what age you are. Low testosterone can be an issue with any guy. That's where mentality comes in. Local healthcare facility specifically dedicated to helping men feel and perform at their very best. Okay, so what does that mean? Feel and perform at their very best. Well, what that means is you should be feeling like you did a couple of years ago. If you're tired, groggy, just don't feel like yourself. Those are all signs of low testosterone. That's what I was dealing with. Turns out my testosterone levels are low, but now I feel great. Thank you to Mentality. I have a customized testosterone treatment plan just for me. I check in with them every 12 or 13 weeks and make sure that those levels are where they're... And if they're not, they'll make little tweaks. It's a customized treatment plan for you that is going to help. There's no better safe and insured medical solution available. So go to lowtusa.com. Mentality allows treatment to fit into every guy's lifestyle. Learn more about Mentality and their low testosterone treatments at lowtusa.com.
It's Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
I'm right-handed, but
I'm with Gabe here, I feel more confident in my left hand here just cupping right now other than my other hand cupping.
Mostly because I also...
I get a lot more work out of the right hand.
On 94.5 ESPN.
You guys know who we call when we need help with our home improvement situations. It's our friends over at PCI, Professional Construction Inc. Dario and I can handle a few things here and there. Big things, no way. That's why when we remodeled our basement, we called PCI, and they gave us the space we had always dreamed of. It's got the couch. It's got the TV. It's got all the things that the kids can use when we just need them to go hang out somewhere else. And PCI has been in business for more than 20 years. They believe in building relationships and doing exceptional work on your projects. Learn more about PCI and see their work at ProfessionalConstructionInc.com. That's ProfessionalConstructionInc.com. What are you guys chuckling about?
Out of water.
You started doing your read, and Chewy is thinking in his head, oh, I've got time to take a drink of water, reaches for his water, but it's empty. It's just completely empty.
Why don't you go fill it out in the hallway?
That thing's not fitting in the...
That's gross water.
What do you mean it's gross water? I'm drinking it right now.
Well, but he can't. I thought you meant from the tap.
Yeah, he can't fit that giant jug underneath the spout of the filtered water thing.
All right, problem solvers. Fill up a little cup and pour it in. Fill up a little cup and pour it in.
Can I fit my head in there?
Seems like a lot of work. Yeah, you could do that. I'll hold the button for you.
Are you struggling that much?
No, I'm
fine. I was going to say, you seem to be doing just fine.
I'm good.
Are we interested at all in seeing the actual draft capital in these top 25 players? Because I put together all 25 with the pick they were taken at.
Okay.
So I'm not going to do the names, but you can follow along on the list. I do have the ones that are sort of out of the ordinary list.
Well, we should say for the loyal listeners who they... So Gabe, why don't you say who they are, and then Josh, you give the information.
All right, number one, Penei Sewell.
Seventh.
Number two, Puka Nacua.
177.
Three, Kyle Hamilton.
14.
Jaden Daniels, 4.
What's that?
Jaden Daniels is number two. Trent McDuffie.
21.
Jared Verse.
13.
Will Anderson Jr.
19, sorry. Third.
Brian Branch.
45th.
Bijan Robinson.
8th.
Jahmyr Gibbs.
12th.
Drake London.
8th.
CJ Stroud.
2nd.
Derek Stingley Jr.
3rd.
Brock Bowers.
13th.
Malik Nabers.
6th.
Devon Witherspoon.
5th.
Jalen Carter.
9th.
Christian Benford.
185.
Okay. Ladd McConkey.
34th.
Brian Thomas Jr.
23.
Devon Achan.
84th.
Tyler Smith.
24.
Sam Laporta.
34.
Cooper DeJean.
40th.
And Kirby Joseph.
97th. The interesting thing to me is a lot of these players the Packers didn't even have a chance.
Well, the interesting thing is they had an opportunity to take these players, and they didn't.
There was 4 total players they had. 1, 2, 3, 5. 5 total that they could have.
Are you saying taken with their first pick, or are you saying taken in general? Because you mentioned a few guys who were drafted really late. And again,
like Puka.
And a couple of the other guys late on the list as well. I mean, Cooper DeJean, I always feel like gets brought up. But did they ever really have a shot at taking Cooper DeJean?
If they wanted to take him in the first round.
They would have had to take him in the first round because he was taken just before their second round.
But
right?
I think they still had the opportunity to trade up. I mean,
yeah, you could have
we all thought they would do it.
Yeah, you could have traded up, or you could have just taken him in the first round.
I think that stings because everyone wanted him. In Green Bay, I mean.
Yeah, Packers fans, yeah. What a Cooper DeJean. Mm-hmm.
Where did you say Achane went?
He was 85th? 84th overall. Yeah, I mean, he's very small. He's a very specific guy. He's been great. He's
and to be honest,
explosive.
He'd be a compliment to Josh Jacobs as opposed to the, the horse. So on this list, Josh, you think there's only a handful of guys that they had a legitimate shot at taking?
Correct. I save for a few on this list. The Packers didn't have the opportunity to even draft them. They were well ahead of that. I mean, many of these people are in the top 10 to 12. The Packers aren't typically picking there. The thing is, when they had the opportunity to, with 13th overall, they swung, and as far as we know at this point, they missed horribly.
Well, same
they
thing
didn't
with,
even follow Tippett.
Yeah, the guys inside the top 20 that Goody's been able to draft, Jair, Rashawn Gary, and Lucas Van Ness. Yeah. Those are the guys inside the top 20 when Goody is picked. Jair was a hit.
I would say 1 of 3. So for our baseball analogy, you're doing great. Hall of Fame, maybe.
Yeah. And look, again, you're not even going to hit on all of your first rounders. There are busts that exist in the first round every year. And that's, to Josh's point earlier, and I think that what this illustrates is so many of these guys have been high draft picks. And plenty of them are still in the back half of the first round as well, where the Packers could potentially be picking. They haven't hit on the studs in those first handful of picks. They've had some decent players, okay players, but the first and second round typically is where the studs live in the NFL, and they haven't found any.
You'd be thrilled if Quay was a third round pick.
Yes.
Perfectly fine for what he was drafted at. The fact he was the first pick of that draft for the Packers makes you look at it and go, well, this isn't nearly enough.
Yeah, I mean, the best chance they have right now of a first round stud on their roster is Jordan Love. It's the best chance that they have, I think, going into 25. Of somebody developing into that.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Because I think we kind of know what Lucas Van Ness is.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, we're going to stick it out. We're going to have to watch him, but
we'll know by the end of this year, for certain.
Eric Stokes, already gone. Rashawn Gary, kind of know what he is. Jair Alexander, who the hell knows?
Let me ask you this, because David weighs in on the YouTube stream. Remember, you can always stream the show on YouTube and weigh in the comments. People act like this team was 5-11, not 11-5. They were in every game with a chance to win. I guess I'm more optimistic than most. We did address that. I did say this is a team that gets double-digit wins most years. They are a playoff team most years. This might be nitpicking. But the fact of the matter is the Packers have chosen to prioritize the youth. That wasn't something that we sat there and went, you need to get younger. This team needs to be younger. These old guys are really holding you back, keeping you down. Goody has an emphasis there. So we just find it interesting that when a site like Pro Football Focus compiles a list of 25 players under 25, that the Packers, who have placed an emphasis on it, maybe even above most other teams, aren't on the list. Like that, I think it's, again, Gabe brought it up to us. We were like, whoa, you heard Jason Wilde earlier this morning. If you missed it, you can still find it on our ESPN Wisconsin app. He said, really? Is that true? Like this is, again, it's not the end all be all. It doesn't predict the Packers are not going to have success. It is just interesting that if you're placing emphasis on this, how are you not on a list that is highlighting these players?
You know what the difference is in those tight games? Big time players to make plays when you needed them the most. That's the difference a lot of times in the NFL. And yeah, the Packers won 11 games last year, but they went 1-5 in the division. And the schedule's tougher this year. I know, third place schedule. Now you're playing the AFC North. You're playing the NFC East. You're playing divisions that are tougher. And if they go 1-5 in the division again, they ain't making the playoffs this time around.
No.
Because they don't have the AFC South to make up for it and go 4-0 against those teams and then bring the record back up. You have to be better against the teams in your division, including the Lions, who have 5 players on this list. And yeah, maybe some guys grow, and that's what you're hoping for. But as currently constructed, if nobody grows, yeah, you might be the 6 or 7 seed again, but you're not going to be a serious Super Bowl contender.
The problem is the offense is good enough to win, but the defense is not. But the offense is not good enough to score a lot of points if the defense sucks like it does. And I wouldn't say sucks. They're just, like you said.
No, they're,
I mean, what are you expecting from the DNs this year? For the pass rush.
Hoping and praying for 9 sacks.
The corners, let's say Jair is gone. When they come out before the season and say, all right, let's rank every team's defensive backfield, or just the corners, they're going to be in the 20s.
Well, again, the help would be if it's the defensive backfield and Xavier McKinney is in there to raise everybody else's
value. But
the
corners, they're
middle
guys.
Middle of the pack, yeah. Middle
they're
of
guys.
The pack.
The D-line, 28th. 25th? Can't. Aaron Rodgers in his heyday with all those receivers, yes, could definitely win a Super Bowl with this defense. The problem is the offense isn't good enough, and it's not at that level where Aaron was at where he could do it.
Yeah, they're good enough to win just enough games, but not good enough to seriously compete.
Yes.
Yeah. Unless players grow.
Correct. I mean, you got to be really good.
Which, who grew? Who do you think grew last year? Like, if part of this idea of, okay, they're young, they're developing, who really took that step forward for this team last year?
That took a step
took
forward?
Took a step forward.
Quay, Devontae, Wyatt.
Yeah.
Took a step just because you couldn't go any farther down.
Mm-hmm. Like, Edgerrin Cooper, as good as Coop was in those handful of games last year,
he needs
to take the consistent step.
Yeah.
He made a lot of splash plays, but needs to be more available to this team, and he knows that, but he's got to take that step forward.
Yes.
Nobody from the receiver class really stepped forward. Offensive line, we all thought Zach Tom. Obviously, the Packers didn't think he took a step forward, otherwise he wouldn't be in competition for his spot.
So, that the problem is we don't want to go. Well, the problem is we want to go 11 and what'd they go, 11 and 7? 11 and 6? Sure, that's great. But when you lose in the first round of the playoffs, who gives a rip? Right? Who gives a rip? That's how we should measure ourselves like that. You know?
Potawatomi Casino Hotel Milwaukee is known for its endless ways to win. And Friday, June 27th, Potawatomi is showing why that is the standard with the highly anticipated season finale blockbuster drawings. Watch your entries from Enchanted Spins, Unreal Treasures, and Boundless Bounty roll into drawings where $300,000 in cash and prizes is up for grabs. Be there to win your share. June 27th, only at Potawatomi. More info is available online. You must be 21 years old to play.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Thanks, Ernie. I'm going to Venmo you that money right after the show.
You can't. You don't know how to use Venmo.
Made my workload much lighter. But
But Ernie,
you don't know how to Ernie, do it. And I don't know
does
how to
it ever?
It, so
it's, yeah.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Are you looking for a new home? Sometimes it feels stressful and time-consuming and expensive, but really, guys, this should be an exciting chapter in your life. And the We Sell group at Keller Williams knows this. Their passion is people. And guys, they have been so helpful in our search for a lake home that I cannot endorse them highly enough. Because look, there's a lot of lake houses out there, but it is a long process. And sometimes we find something and think this is going to be great, and then it ends up not being so great. But the good news is they are giving us all of the options so that we are making the very best decision for our family. That's Nick and that's Rob, who help every step of the way. The We Sell Group's selling process makes sure that the best and most competitive offers are made on your home if you're the seller. So get started on your stress-free journey today at wesell.kw.com. That's wesell.kw.com. The other development yesterday in the world of college football was that they have decided, in fact, to go forward with this proposal to go with the rankings. That teams will not be reseeded based on who wins their conferences, but that the final rankings will be how they are seeded for the college football playoff. I got to be honest, guys, this felt like a no-brainer.
Yeah.
This felt like something that, you know, I was surprised that they did it the way that they did it. But, you know, it's the first year of the expanded playoff last year, and so they want to see how it shakes out. And you've got Arizona State, and you've got Boise State, and people were obviously pretty disappointed that they were a top seed because they won their conference and then got the bye.
Well, it's just there's a huge gap. And obviously at the top, it's Big Ten and SEC. And then there's a gap. And then you go ACC and what's the Big 12?
Yeah.
There's a drop-off. There's a huge drop-off. And there are teams last year in the Big Ten and the SEC that were markedly better than the two teams that won their conference championship, I think. I think this is the right way to do it.
It's the Big Ten and SEC kind of flexing their muscles.
Yes.
And telling everybody else, hey, get in line. We're the ones that drive all the revenue here. Get in line. Because guess what? I will not be surprised if at some point this offseason we find out in 2026 that they're going to 16 teams and the Big Ten and SEC are getting four teams guaranteed each.
Whoa. How would you justify that?
What do you mean?
How would you justify saying you automatically get four teams in the playoff field? It's not like any other league, professional or otherwise, says your conference is significantly better than the other conference, therefore you deserve more spots in a playoff.
Yeah, because the Big Ten and SEC are throwing their weight around. They make the most money. They drive the most money. And if you don't fall in line, fine, we'll break off. We'll go do our own thing. And you guys can have the JV college. Yeah, they could. Absolutely, they could.
Who's stopping them?
Yeah. This is already like the college football playoff is already not like an NCAA championship the way that March Madness is.
Yeah.
Like it's its own thing. It's its own identity that was created by these teams, and Big Ten SEC can just go, yeah, go ahead, have the JV championship. We're going to have the real championship over here. And guess what? Ours is going to be watched more because people tune in week out to watch the SEC and the Big Ten. So they're going to flex their muscles and say, hey, we're going to go to 16.
I think
nobody gets a bye. We're getting four each. And then, you know, if Notre Dame gets in, there's
figure it out.
Yeah, you guys figure out how you want to divvy up the rest, but there's still some chances for us to get on the back end.
That very well may be true, but I don't like the optics of it. Just if your teams are better, you'll end up in those spots. You don't need to guarantee spots for these people. What is it, like reserving the front row at the church for your family? Yeah, exactly. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Like,
we paid the most money.
You're going to have the teams. I don't think, listen, I don't know. I'm not talking to anybody who's in these meetings. I'm just saying from an optics standpoint, guys, it's a bad look. If you're the best, you don't need to reserve spots for yourself.
Is there a sport or a league that gave up optics longer ago than college football? In terms of trying to keep the optics thing going, it feels like they've abandoned those a long time ago.
Should they get rid of the conference games?
What do you mean?
Just get rid of them.
The conference championship?
Yeah, championship.
What would potentially happen here, if they go to 16 teams and you've got the four guaranteed spots, a proposal that I saw would potentially be So Big Ten and SEC championship game still happens. Those two teams have two of the guaranteed spots. And then for the other two spots, you have two other games featuring teams in the conference. So it's like a conference championship weekend where the SEC would have three games going on. Okay, the two teams in the championship are automatically there. And then two other games where the winners get those automatic berths.
How many games would those kids then be playing?
If that's what I'm saying. Well, it's getting up to the professional level.
But no, they're going to. I was reading that the next step in this whole process is that they are going to limit the regular season to 9 games across the board. So you play 9 regular season, because I guess that's a point of contention between the SEC and the Big Ten now, that they don't play the same number of regular
conference
season
games.
Conference games. Yes.
Yeah. Conference games, because those non-conference games are still very important.
Let's say you're Ohio State. And then you're winning easy against these teams.
Ohio State, Wisconsin conference championship.
Yeah.
Does Ohio State, if they're undefeated or number one, do you really want to play? Do you really want to play?
No, but you got to play for the money.
I wouldn't want to play. Yeah. I'm like, who cares? It's like the Super Bowl. You know what I mean? Cares about the conference championship? Who cares? When you're a national, when you have the potential to win a national championship, I wouldn't want to play. I think if you're going to go to 16 teams, can the games?
Guess what's never going to happen.
Well, then
you know there's just too much money, Chew. There's too much money in those games.
But
you
if I'm someone at Ohio State
where's Dr. Pepper going to do their
$90 NIL and I'm a starter? I mean, I don't want to play 16 games in a college schedule without being compensated.
Well, guess what? Probably going to start getting compensated.
Well, if they get compensated, that's okay.
And that's the last word on that. This is an ad by BetterHelp. For Mental Health Awareness Month, BetterHelp surveyed 16,000 people across 23 countries for its first ever State of Stigma report. And what they found was interesting. While 75% of people believe it is wise to seek support, only 27% of Americans are in therapy. When people hesitate to get help, it doesn't just affect them. It impacts their families, their workplaces, their entire communities. That's why BetterHelp is trying to help here. With over 35,000 therapists, that's right, 35,000. BetterHelp is the world's largest online therapy platform. They've served more than 5 million people globally. What is it? You sign up. You do it online. It's convenient. You can do it with the click of a button from the privacy of your home. It'll fit therapy into your busy life. And if you don't like the therapy that you've been assigned, it's not working for you, maybe you're not feeling like they are offering the help that you need, you can switch therapists at any time. This is something we need to focus on, guys. We are all better with help. So visit betterhelp.com/timeout right now to get 10% off your first month. Have you been thinking about this? Has this been sort of marinating in your brain? I should really get help for these things that I've been dealing with. Now is the time to take action. BetterHelp, HELP.com/timeout. BetterHelp, because we are all better with help.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
If it's gotten to the point,
I don't think shower.
What do you mean? What do you mean you're not going to take a shower? You just told me you're offended by your own BO.
No, but I think it's deodorant, Gabe. Showering does nothing. It really doesn't.
You are wrong.
Because
you must be showering wrong.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Is your business ready to take the next step? At Fifth Third Commercial Bank, Wisconsin, our team of local experienced advisors is here to propel you forward. We understand your need and offer in-depth expertise, cutting-edge technology, and tailored solutions to streamline your cash collections, automate payments, and safeguard your assets with top-notch fraud mitigation tools. Contact Fifth Third in downtown Milwaukee today. Let's eliminate the non-value ad work so you can focus on what truly matters most. Growing your business. Fifth Third Bank National Association. Custom solutions built around your goals. Member FDIC.
We put one thing on the Infinity Exteriors poll today. Are you concerned the Green Bay Packers had zero players make the top 25 under 25 list with such a focus on youth in Green Bay? 50-50. 50-50 early returns. 50% of people are concerned about that. 50% of people are not concerned about that. Comments ranging on the YouTube stream and on the Carbless Talk and text line as well. Some people say this is much ado about nothing, and some people saying no, it is an indication that the plan is not working so far. Maybe it'll work. Maybe next year they'll have 5 players on the list because everybody takes a step. But right now, doesn't seem to be working the way that they hoped it would. Have a great weekend, everybody. Will D and Tosh is next on ESPN Milwaukee.